423 in Richmond. It's a slight noise sound system. Till 6 a.m. WRIR LP 97.3 FM. It's me, Sean, again. I'm going to tell you what you've been listening to. Got some Cuticle in the background. They're 100% silk, 12-inch. Rocking them. Label's coming through DC on Monday, playing a pretty rad set. It's LA Vampires, Etal, Inner Gaze, a couple others. Should be good time. For this, though, we heard Tommy McCook and the Aggravators with The Night Rose of Sharon off of Hot Lava. Came from Third World. 1977 is the year on that one. Lee Perry and the Upsetters giving us that rhythm, that sound. Beat a stagger to. Stagger is the track. Sound System Scratch, Volume 1 Comp. Pressure Sounds came out last year. This year they released the second. Prince Jammy before that with Opium Dub off of Kamikaze, 1979 Trojan release. The Seducer, aka The Scientist, with Bedtime Rock. Dubwise, Hitbound album on 1982. King W and Friends brought us Dub with a View before that off the Blood and Fire comp, Dub Gone Crazy. It's Volume 1 as well. 1994 is the date on that one. Chariot Riders before that with Boom. Since the Middle of Dub is the album. Crystal's Label, 1980 is the year. I'm pretty sure that's the Revolutionaries under a different name. You know, the dub reggae artists did. Same musicians as under as many names for as many studios that get away within a day. LA Vampires meets Zola Jesus before that off of their EP on Not Not Fun from last year. Track is No No No. For that, Burial with Stolen Dog off the Street Halo 12-inch. Most recent offering from him as a solo artist on Wax. And of course, there was the Tom York and Fortet collab, which I don't think is as good as the first Burial Fortet collaboration, but hey, you can call me up 804-649-9737 and we can talk about it. Hyperdub is the label for that one. 2011 is the year. Autoker before that with Autrica off their Debt album on Warp all the way back in 1993. I saw that date and it made me feel, I don't know what it made me feel, but just that album in Cannabia had such an impact on my musical understanding. So many times I listen to that and it still sounds great every time. Yeah, that's that set, that last hour almost. Got plenty more where that came from. We also got the University of Richmond Annual English Department Writer Series exposes students and the community to living writers. 9 authors are scheduled for the 2011-2012 series. Next up in the series on Wednesday, February 29th at 7 p.m. is Mina Gartier, winner of the Flannery O'Connor Award for her short story collection called At Risk, as well as a number of other recognitions. This free program will be held in the reception room of Keller Hall on the U of R campus. For more information, you can call 804-289-8287. Driving directions are at richmond.edu/visit. That's richmond.edu/visit. We're back into the tunes. Thanks for listening. Shout out to everyone out there listening. I'd assume names and stuff, but other than Hobbs, I don't know who is. Hope you enjoy it. Oh.
Thank you. up from doing nothing. So if you want to make some money, don't say no can do, cause you can do it if you want to. You can do it if you want to. Say it with me. You can do it if you want to. You can do it if you want to. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it if you want to. You can do it if you want to. You can do it if you want to. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it if you want to. You know what bothers me is when a brother fails to see that life is more than just a game. He acts like everything is so plain, but it seems he don't care the game. And I still tell him if he wants to start off new, you can do it if you want to.
You can do it if you want to. You can do it if you want to. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it if you want to. You can do it if you want to. You can do it if you want to. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it if you want to.
Everybody in this world seems to think that life has to be so hard. But you really think you're gonna solve your problems at the bar? What you need to do is tell yourself loud and boldly that you can do it better if you want to. Yeah. Oh, oh, oh.
You can do it if you want to.
Yeah.
You can do it if you want to, baby.
You can do it if you want to.
You can do it if you want to, baby.
You can do it if you, you can do it if you want to.
A millionaire or a poor person. It's all on you. That's what I'm trying to say in this song. It's all on you. You can do anything if you want to.
You can check it out.
You can do it if you want to. You can do it if you want to. You can do it if you want to. You can do it if you want to.
Do it if you want to. 501 in Richmond. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. Do it if you want to for another hour.
You can do it if you want
to. So enjoy.
You can do it if you want to.
Funk it up. Loud. Anybody can do it if they want to. Anybody. I mean, you could just be anything you want, Hope you understood what I said. I'm out of here.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try.
Galaxy rise, a morning filled with 400 future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky.
And the brain does much more than just recollect. It intercompares, synthesizes, analyzes, it generates abstractions.
The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one, has an elaborate logical underpinning. The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
For thousands of years, people have wondered about the universe. Did it stretch out forever, or was there a limit? From the Big Bang to black holes, from dark matter to a possible Big Crunch, our image of the universe today is full of strange-sounding ideas.
How lucky we are to live in this time, the first moment in human history when we are, in fact, visiting other worlds. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rise. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. Shore of the cosmic ocean. Recently we've waded a little way up, and the water seems inviting.
Thank you. Circle through the sky.
Pops, hisses, and clicks. That's how you know it's on vinyl each and every week right here. Slight Search Noise Sound System in our last 40 minutes of the show. And by us, I mean me, myself, and I. Man in the controls, editing that playlist for you, letting you know what's going on. Time Captives right there. Arthur Brown's Kingdom Come off their Passport album Journey from 1974. And it's such a killer intro and such a lengthy track, and I'm guilty of playing that one off that record whenever I play it on air, but it's so intense because we are all astral travelers. And, you know, it's really spacey and appropriate for this early in the morning, so that's what you get. Eno Mobius and Rudelius before that with Bell Dog off their Sky album After the Heat from 1978. It's Brian Eno and the dudes from Cluster doing their thing. Carl Sagan featuring Stephen Hawking before that, A Glorious Dawn. If you haven't heard that track and you missed it, look it up on the internet. While you're there, WRIR.org, catch the playlist, see what I'm playing, and in about 2 hours, I will promise to have a podcast available if you missed the show. It's been a long time coming, and I know all summer long I've kind of slacked on it, so I'm going to get back into it for you. But if at any point in time you really want to hear one of the shows in this summer, I have most of them recorded. Get at me on the internet. Look for Slight Search Noise Sound System one way or another. You can respond on the blog and I'll contact you or something. Anyways, for the Carl Sagan at the top of the hour, we had You Can Do It If You Want To from Damn Funk off his 2010 Stone's Throw album Adolescent Funk, which is in fact a bunch of stuff he did in the 80s and 90s when he was a youngin'. Kind of like the DJ Shadow 4-track release. You see, oh man, these guys were on something then. No wonder they are how they are now. Gina Jordan before that with You're a Peach Tree Freak on Peach Street. Reissued by People's Potential Unlimited. 1982 is the year. Tom Noble before that. Except the Truth is the track off his own Superior Elevation label, 2011. The CSC Funk Band brought us A Troll Soiree off of Things Are Getting Too Casual, their debut LP on Fat Beats, released this year. Drummer for that band is the label boss for Electric Cowbell, put out some Richmonder stuff by Ritmo's LP. He also used to play in a band, Alder Natives, from Richmond. And I really want to see him come play here again. CSC Funk Band, that is. Apparently I missed it, but great album. Mr. Chip before that with Greedy G off of Switched on 5-Day Weekend 2011. It's an entire LP of very famous break tracks and b-boy tracks done up in the key of a Switched On Moog kind of record. Really bugged out and synthy. And it's not so prevalent in that track, but in most of them, you have a guy playing synths like he's playing a turntable. He's cutting, and the sounds are very rhythmic and percussive, and it's nice. But you got stuff like Blow Your Head, cover of Vitamin C on there. What else? Some Jimi Hendrix breaks. And Root Down, of course. Probably the most well-known track. I don't know. I like Greedy G. Good old Studio One. Funky Dub. Greedy G actually just kind of bit Popcorn, I think, from James Brown. It's off that album. Anyways. Oh no, it's Past the Peas. My bad. It's a food track. Food, funky food track. It's a really... Tie-Dye before the Mr. Chip with Fishman's Bend, a Mountain of One remix. That's on Italians Do It Better from 2011. Trans Am before that with Future World being the album on Thrill Jockey from 99. Positron is the track. Tommy McCook. Oh yeah, that was in that reggae set. I already announced that. All right, we got 26 minutes left. Gonna keep on rocking out. Would you believe me if I said there was another Silk, 100% Silk, single in the background right now? That's what we're listening to. It's Gillette. Got some drony things, got some psyche things for you coming up next. But before I get into that, the Giving Heart Community Thanksgiving Feast will take place on Thursday, November 24th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Greater Richmond Convention Center, 403 North 3rd Street. It's a free event for those in the Greater Richmond metropolitan area and an opportunity to come together as a community in celebration of food and fellowship. Admission and parking at the 3rd and Marshall parking deck are free. For full details, or if you'd like to help, you can visit thegivingheart.org or call 804-749-4726. That's 804-749-4726. As always, thank y'all for blasting off with me into the late night space, greeting this Saturday morning. Got plenty of good music left. Stay tuned.
Thank you. this is the Wobetides.
Tune into the British Breakfast on
WRIR
97.3
LPFM with Gene
in Richmond, Virginia,
USA,
and
broadcast
live around the world
at WRIR.org.
Howdy, this is Buzzy from WRIR's Shake Some Action. I invite you to join me every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. right after the British Breakfast for tunes from the 60s and 70s, some by artists you may know and others by artists you may never have heard of, and also some that I may never have heard of, but it's always a joy for me to bring you the music every Saturday morning right here on 97.3 FM WRIR. Richmond Independent Radio. Join me for Shake Some Action, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturdays. You can also find us at WRIR.org.
All right, we've about reached that time. One last track for you right here. The World He Left Behind from Sean McCann's Chances Are Staying, DNT Records, 2010. Before that, we heard Celestino with Love All Day, his album Protector's Tea, off a label called Love All Day. Just recently released this last couple weeks. It's actually a friend of mine. I don't know where you'd say he's based out of, but he recorded that while he was teaching in Korea for the last year. And the rest of the album sounds like that, a lot of ambient, mellow stuff. Just recorded on his downtime when he wasn't teaching. Pretty good. LoveAllDay.com is the website. You want to check it out. For that, George Deuter with Easy Is Right off the Cuck Cuck album Celebration from 1976. 10 Tricks Point Never before that with Explain off of Replica. Came out this year on Software. White Noise before that started off the set with Your Hidden Dreams on Electric Storm. It's Island 1971, and that does it. Catch you all up. WRIR.org is the website. Check out the playlist, other shows, schedule coming up this weekend and all week long. Tall Feathers in the studio. She'll be on air for you in about 5 minutes. Stick around.